For most of his long career, Chicago tenor saxophonist Von Freeman has resisted many attempts to lure him out onto the road. Though Freeman's now 81, he's traveling a little more in recent years. In 2003, he went to New York to cut a new album. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it was well worth the trip.
Von Freeman playing a blues, Disorder at the Border by Coleman Hawkins. It's from Freeman's new CD, The Great Divide, on Premonition, a salute to his forebears, Hawkins, Lester Young, and Charlie Parker. Freeman can caress a ballad like Hawk, slur a note like Young, or soar above the chords like Parker, but Von doesn't sound like any of them. So the album really celebrates his own puckered, sour tenor sax and patented mix of tender whispers and expressive bleats. He sounds romantic, vulnerable, and playful at the same time. Von Freeman usually records with colleagues from Chicago, which has some very good rhythm sections. But New York has better ones, and it's good to hear him in the Apple with peers drawn from Jimmy Cobb's sextet. Drummer Cobb, bassist John Weber, an ex-Chicagoan partly trained by Von, and the two-little-heard pianist Richard Wyans. He sounds especially simpatico with Freeman on the blues in any tempo. Richard Wyans is having his own late career revival, but Von Freeman is jazz's classic late bloomer. The first record under his name came out when he was 40. He was 80 when he recorded The Great Divide, one of a few recent albums that show he's still got it and which feature one of his lovely unaccompanied ballads. Here it's Violets for Your Furs. Freeman is revered in Chicago because he's lovable and has educated dozens of young musicians. The city even named a stretch of 75th Street after him. But in the end, it's the quality of the playing that counts, and Von would be worth cheering even if he stole candy from babies. Thank you.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat and The Absolute Sound. He reviewed The Great Divide by Von Freeman.